Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jews have been celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles that will be celebrated forever. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And David, you've been there many times to celebrate Feast of Tabernacles. Christian pilgrims come from all over the world into Jerusalem to join in the celebration with the Feast of Tabernacles and their Jewish counterparts that are worshiping on this last of the Jewish feast. It's an exciting time in Jerusalem, isn't it?
Well, Jimmy, it definitely is. It was always my favorite time of the year to be in Jerusalem, to see people have decorated, what foods they eat. It's a real uplifting time, a great time, and of course, biblical. One of the three feasts that the Jewish people were told in the Bible to go up to Jerusalem to celebrate. So always wonderful, but of course, there's always the tensions around the region, a special time indeed. And Christians, note that in the book of Zechariah, it says the holiday will be continued to be celebrated in the millennium when the Lord reigns and that all the nations will participate. It doesn't state that about any other holiday so clearly. So this will continue into eternity, and that gives a lot of people, Christians as well as Jews, the impetus to start celebrating it right now, and many are all across the world.
Yes, and especially the Jews that have made their way over to Jerusalem to do exactly that. By the way, that's Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. That is really an exciting statement made by the prophet Zechariah, of course, inspired of the Holy Spirit. But each and every year, all of us will go to Jerusalem, where the teaching by Jesus will take place. We'll be there on the Feast of Tabernacles. That is going to be a great time in the future when we continue to get together, won't it, David?
Oh, absolutely. And it's just a wonderful foretaste of what's coming ahead and literally seeing the people from the four corners of the earth in Jerusalem already today, not just waiting for the millennium, but already today doing that. And just a foretaste, but an exciting one indeed.
David Dolan with the details behind the feast that Jews and Christians will celebrate forever. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David Dolan gave us details on the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a seven-day feast that the Jews celebrate on an annual basis. That was dictated by Leviticus chapter 23, verses 39 to 44. This feast, which is the last of the seven Jewish feasts that God gave the Jewish people found there in Leviticus 23, will be a feast that the whole world will celebrate forever. That's Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 16. Everyone will come to Jerusalem once a year for that Feast of Tabernacles. You realize, of course, that the seven Jewish feasts speak of the past for the Jewish people and their future as well. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...